Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Yemen hit by new Saudi-led airstrikes. Saudi-led coalition launched the air raids in Yemen on Wednesday, hours after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign. They hit Houthi rebel positions in the central city of Taiz and in the southern port of Aden. This ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi continued in both areas. The rights group Amnesty International is calling on European leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the spiraling tragedy of migrant shipwrecks in the Mediterranean. Amnesty urged the European Union Heads of State meeting Thursday in Brussels, upcoming, to immediately authorize an operation with more ships, aircraft, and other resources to patrol the Mediterranean and rescue migrants when their lives are at risk. European authorities continue to investigate how a migrant boat bound from strife-torn Libya to the southern Italian island of Lampedusa capsized last weekend with as many as 900 people drowning and only 28 rescued. Italian prosecutors say the ship's Tunisian captain, who has been arrested, mistakenly rammed his boat into a Portuguese container ship that was actually coming to its rescue. China's President Xi Jinping called on wealthy nations Wednesday to abandon political strings on aid to developing countries. He's among more than 30 heads of state in Jakarta for a five-day Asian-African summit. Nuclear talks between Iran and six major powers resume Wednesday in Vienna. The parties face a June 30th deadline to turn a framework agreement into a final deal that keeps Iran from building a nuclear bomb while easing sanctions against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will unleash its spring offensive this Friday to intensify attacks on embassies and government facilities, as well as military targets around the country. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The Taliban has been waging an insurgency since it was removed from power in 2001 by Afghan and U.S.-led international forces. The insurgent group increases attacks around Afghanistan in the spring after the snow melt, when fighters and weapons can move in the mountainous country along the porous border with Pakistan. In an announcement released to the media, including VOA, the Taliban says this year's spring offensive has been dubbed Azm or Resolution and will begin Friday. The name resembles the NATO-led two-year Resolute Support Operation that was launched in January to train and advise Afghan security forces after most foreign combat troops withdrew from Afghanistan last year. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The European Union charged Russian energy giant Gazprom with antitrust violations Wednesday in a move that could further aggravate tensions between Russia and the EU. Gazprom says the company is a strategic government-controlled business entity empowered by the laws of the Russian Federation and therefore beyond the jurisdiction of the European Union. French police say they have foiled a terror plot targeting one or more churches near Paris. Lisa Bryant has details.
France's Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says police have arrested a 24-year-old French-Algerian IT student who's suspected of being an Islamist extremist. The man was taken into custody on Sunday. It's not immediately clear why the authorities made the announcement on Wednesday.
Dimanche matin à Paris, dans le 13e arrondissement, la police a découvert dans le véhicule.
Cazeneuve says police discovered an arsenal of weapons in his car parked in a Paris neighborhood. He said they also discovered documents showing the suspect allegedly planned on carrying out an attack on one or two churches in the Paris suburb of Villejuif. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Authorities in Chile are evacuating hundreds of people after the volcano Calbuco erupted Wednesday for the first time in more than 42 years. The National Mining and Geology Service issued a high alert, barring access to the mountainous area around the volcano in southern Chile. About 1,500 people were being evacuated from towns more than 1,000 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. Pope Francis plans to visit Cuba in September. That'll come ahead of a scheduled visit later the same month to the United States. Vatican officials say Pope Francis played a key diplomatic role in helping the United States and Cuba normalize relations by hosting delegations from the two countries last year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.